You're listening to the home of cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk right here on LA Talk Radio. You're listening to Question Reality.
Question Reality.
With Priscilla Leona.
Priscilla Leona.
Only on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Question Reality. I'm your host, Priscilla Leona, coming to you live from LA Talk Radio Station, located in beautiful downtown Los Angeles. And we're here every Sunday from 5 to 5:50 p.m. And basically, our show is about informative entertainment. And that means that it's our goal to provide you with resource information and tricks of the trade that you'll need in order to pursue a career in entertainment, show business, modeling, dancing, acting, singing, arts and crafts. No arts and crafts. I don't do arts and crafts. Anything you need in the entertainment business, we are going to have guests on that are going to inspire you, encourage you, motivate you, and basically they're going to help you make it happen because they're making it happen. It's a reality for them, and we're hoping that it'll be a reality for you. We encourage you to call in and ask questions of our guest. And the best time to call is between 5:15 and 5:30. And when you call, I'm going to give you the number. So pick up a little pen and paper. It's 818-602-4498. 818-602-4498. You can also look at it because if you're listening live, it's right in front of you on the computer screen. We'll take your calls directly. You don't have to go through a big screening process to be on the air with us because the computer is right here. I just click you and you are live with our guest. So, and then if you like the show, we really, really, really encourage you to go to the forum on the LA Talk Radio website and post a comment. If you like our guest today, post a comment. She'd love to hear about it. And I forward the emails on, and they just love compliments. So try to do compliments. And if you want to send us an email, you can email us at info@questionreality.us. Again, info@questionreality.us. And we will answer any questions or if you have any topics that you want to bring up or anything that you want to talk about. Now, we have a very intriguing guest today. She is so hot and sexy and lovely, and she's got a body that don't quit. I call her Miss Ghetto Booty, but that's just my, that's my thing. You can't call her that. And we're going to talk to her a little bit later, but first we're going to do some spotlights, and that'll be for our wonderful advertisers that keep us afloat on top of the 36th floor of this building so that we can look out and see the California Bank and Trust building and all the other great buildings. We would love to have you call. Now, you know when you come to LA or if you go anywhere to pursue a career in entertainment, one of the things that you need to do or think about and save up for, if you are in a small town, is headshots. You need to get your headshots. And pretty much out here, you can get a decent headshot anywhere from $250 to $500. I really don't advocate $500. I, being thrifty, don't really recommend over $250 because there are so many great, great photographers out here that do quality work, and you can get a great headshot for $250. Or less, but I don't recommend too less because you never know. Basically, if you want a headshot, go through a referral from a friend. That's the first thing you want to do. Look at their headshots, see if you like it. Got to make sure that they're in the same brand that you are. Remember, we talked about branding. You got to find your brand. That basically means, are you a Robert De Niro? Are you a Farrah Fawcett? Are you a hot, sexy pinup girl? Are you a character actor? Find your character, your brand, and that's what you want to focus on your headshots. And when you come out here, you want to get the Backstage West. They have great photographers. You can sign up for many different websites. websites, and they usually have a link with great photographers that they deal with, so you might want to check there. But I want to personally recommend Carrie Cavalier Photography. Now, she is my personal photographer, and she's wonderful. I love this woman. She takes great shots. She's a celebrity photographer, but she doesn't have celebrity prices, and that's what's great. She does David Hasselhoff. My goodness, go to her website, and you can see the list of celebrities she's done. It's CavalierPhotography.com. That's CAVALIER Photography.com. She's very reasonably priced. As a matter of fact, if you tell her that Priscilla Leona from Question Reality sent you, you will get a great discount, and you will get a, I think she's doing four looks for a special price. And she's great. I'd love to recommend her. Now, if you are coming out here again, you want to go, you want to start out doing background acting, you want to do that for one of many reasons. One is to get terminology on the set, to get a feel of it, to do networking, because a lot of background actors end up becoming stars. So highly recommend that you do background work. And one of the great places to go is Hollywood OS. HollywoodOS.com. They're premier background. I mean, they do feature films, television, they do music videos, they do it all. And they have a great website. If you call them and tell them, you want to ask for David, and you want to tell them that Priscilla Leona from Question Reality told you to call, and you will get a week free, and that's to go on their website and to see all of the castings that they have. You can see all of the current projects, and you can actually submit yourself for them too for a whole week. And also, you want to tell them that you want their free book. It's called Extra Work for Brain Surgeons. You've heard me talk about it before. It is like the Bible to me. It is like the actor's Bible out here. It has all of the companies that are that you need to submit work for if you want to do soap operas, if you want to do feature film production companies. If you've worked on something and you didn't get paid, they list all of the people who run the scams in the back. They've got every single casting office, agents, directors, producers, photographers, everything you can imagine. It is in this book. It has pay scales. If you want to know how much you're supposed to get paid for working 8 hours, it goes all the way up in double time, golden time. Fantastic book. You will get that free if you tell them that you heard this ad, Priscilla Leona at Question Reality. No, that's me. I'm giving you my website address. It's HollywoodOS.com. Okay, so check those people out. They're wonderful. You will love them. You'll have a great time. You'll get the best tools that you need. They also have great classes on there, so you want to check them out. So now, without further ado, I am very excited, thrilled, and titillated to announce the wonderful, hot, sexy, sultry, high energy Andrea Miller. Welcome, Andrea Miller.
Well, thank you, Priscilla. Thank you so much.
You know, it's so hard doing radio because you can't be, it's so much different than television, because with television, it does suck a little bit of your energy out, but radio, you have to be three times as energetic.
Yeah.
And it's like, if not, you just sound like you're just dying and monotone. And so I always say, high energy.
Yes.
And you're already high energy, right? Oh. You're a lovely little, she's a lovely creature. I want you to go to her website right now and look her up. Her website address is DreaSings.com. That's DreaSings.com. Or you can reach her at myspace.com/DreaSings. And that's like Andrea, Drea Sings. And my God, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you for having me.
Don't you love this view?
Okay, all I can say is I'm on the 36th floor of a building in downtown Los Angeles, looking out at 100 plus degree weather.
Yeah.
And really happy to be inside.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I think we actually feel some air coming on when the sweat has stopped.
Yes.
My God. Well, Andrea, you have just come. Now, here's what I've got to talk about today. Mm-hmm. Andrea Miller, the one and only, she just did a vocal demo with Celine Dion, and she worked with David Foster and Quincy Jones and the wonderful Alan and Marilyn.
Yes.
I nearly died when I heard that. I'm like, what? That's now, so cool. I'm excited because what did you do? What were you doing? I want to know, first of all, Celine Dion. We love this woman. She is like everything to me.
Really? Oh my gosh.
Tell me all about it.
Okay, she is an incredible artist. I cannot believe what she can do with her voice. She's so incredibly capable of, oh my God, just pure brilliance. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah. She yawns and she accidentally creates a hit. I mean, that's how brilliant she is.
Her voice is just beautiful.
You got to hear it untouched, yes. Right? Yeah. How does it sound untouched? I'm sure.
Pitch perfect. And wow. I was kind of involved in the recording process of the song that she did after doing the vocal demo for it, which I'll tell you about. Mm-hmm. But even after... I mean, and then I got to see her actually perform and sing and record the song that I had demoed for her. And this woman sang in the vocal booth for 3.5 hours with no break and no water.
Wow.
Belting a high D over and over and over doing this song. I knew I loved you. And it was, I mean, I was blown away. I really, really was.
Didn't even like ask for water or anything.
No.
Most of these pop divas, they'd be asking for it. If you don't get the right temperature, they'll be throwing it at you.
Yeah. She was so humble and so sweet and so nice. But I'm a real stickler with pitch.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since, technology, oh gosh, probably as of at least 10 years ago, we have a pitch correction now in all the recording studios. And so I think it started with Jennifer Lopez, bless her heart, with her first album On the Five or whatever that was, because she doesn't really sing in tune.
Okay.
A lot of singers don't necessarily sing perfectly in tune, but now with the click of a button called Antares.
See, this is what we want.
Everybody,
we want these tips.
Yes.
I don't know what Antares is. Uh-huh. Tell us what this is.
It's basically a little feature on a nice big high class recording system. Actually, not even. You can just buy it if you have a home studio, Pro Tools, or Cakewalk, or DigiDesign, or Logitech. All these different at home studio ways of recording. Antares is basically a plug-in or a feature that you buy to add to your system, which basically listens to the note being sung, and if it's not perfectly in tune, it'll put it in tune.
Really? Without you physically adjusting it?
Right. It can. It's kind of like a frequency, like a radar type thing, when the note is sung perfectly in tune, it's straight up and down. And if it's a little flat, you'll see the radar go to the left. If you're a little sharp, it goes to the right. So to sing a note perfectly in tune, which I usually knock on wood,
do. Oh, my God, that little knob would just blow itself right out of the box through the window if I started singing.
But that little knob puts a lot of singers out of work.
Really?
Yes.
How so? How does it do that?
Because suddenly singers who have the ability to sing perfectly in tune and do great harmonizing with their own voice and do great backup vocals on people's albums, like myself, that ear is not needed anymore because we can just, make it sound perfect with the touch of a button.
That's very fascinating. That is such a great thing to talk about because I had no idea.
Yeah.
So did they need to use the little thing on her?
And what I found fascinating was here's this consummate professional, living legend of vocal ability, literally. I mean, she's not my favorite singer in the world.
Right.
Neither is Mariah Carey. But what they do with their voices is unreal. I mean, I have to give them have to give them props.
Right.
So there she is singing amazingly, take after take.
Andrea, you have a call already. Oh. Let's take this call, caller. Sorry to interrupt you. We're going to go back. You are on the air, caller, with Andrea Miller.
Hi, Andrea. I think you're fabulous.
Oh, thanks.
And you're just one of the best singers I've ever heard. And I was just wondering how it came about that you got to meet and work with Celine Dion. What was the path?
The path is a very fabulous man named Daniel Benov. And I work for him on a part-time basis. He's a concert promoter, and I've worked with him for about, probably 10 plus years, just doing part-time work. And I was his assistant for many, many years, and now I just do pretty much one day a week to help him out. But he's come to all my shows throughout the years and has become a fan and a supporter. And he booked Celine Dion in Shanghai and Beijing and Korea.
Oh, wow. That's so cool.
Yeah.
How is it to be amongst such a, celebrity singer? Is it just like another person? I mean, how does a person kind of prepare to be amongst people that are so famous, you know, did so many things, you know?
Honestly, it was really the first time that I've really honestly, it's a great question, been in that, surrounded by that many bigwigs at one time. And here I am, you know, expected to sing this melody, which I've learned flawlessly. And honestly, the only thing I had, because I was so nervous going in, the only thing I had to rely on was just my gut. And I figured, well, there's a reason I'm here. And so I went in just relying on my own heart and soul and spirit and trust. But honestly, once I got in there and started singing, it was just I felt so at home. It felt like, well, this is supposed to be happening, and this is where I belong, and I know the song, and everybody was pleased with it. But it was a great question, because one time I sang the national anthem at the Home Depot Center, and it was like in front of about 20,000 people, and it was the biggest crowd I'd ever sung for, and I was so nervous.
Oh my God.
Another one of those, like, first time, what's going to happen to me? You know, but I was fine. I was fine. But it was another one of those.
Well, that's good. I know that it helps a lot of singers to hear that, you know, so I appreciate all your advice and congratulations on all your success. Okay.
Thank you. Where are you calling from? Are you calling from the South?
No, I grew up in Texas.
Oh, okay. So heard a little twang there.
I know my accent.
Cool.
Well, I'll be listening for you. Okay.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you, caller.
Okay.
Bye. Wow, thank you, caller. I appreciate your calling. My goodness, I announced the website and they're just flocking. I hope we can get through the show.
Hey.
So where did we live? That was a good thing that she asked, because everybody wants to know, how did you come to work with Celine Dion, and what was the whole reasoning? Why were you working with her?
Okay. As I mentioned, Daniel Benov, he's a concert promoter and a booker for Pacific Rim area, Asia, Australia, over there, and I've worked for him for many years. And he met a man, Luigi Caiola, who manages Ennio Morricone, famous composer. Mm. He did Cinema Paradiso, The Mission, The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, you know?
Okay.
So here's this amazing film composer, Ennio Morricone.
Mm.
So his manager, Luigi, wanted to do, and Ennio, a tribute album to Ennio's greatest works. And they wanted him to, he hand-selected famous artists to remake his most famous songs. He wanted Quincy Jones, Herbie Hancock, to do a remake of The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. He had Metallica do a remake of a song from The Mission. And he wanted Celine Dion to do a remake of the theme from Once Upon a Time in America.
Oh.
And it's called Deborah's Theme.
Yeah.
However, it's an instrumental. There's never been lyrics or a melody. Lyrics or a vocal put to this instrumental melody.
Right.
So he wanted Alan and Marilyn Bergman personally.
Who doesn't?
To write lyrics to this very specific melody that Ennio had written, which was an orchestral theme called Deborah's Theme.
All right.
So they wrote these beautiful lyrics, and I learned the melody, and I got to work first with Alan and Marilyn just on the lyrics that they had written in the melody, and then we met with David Foster and Quincy Jones to actually record it.
Oh my God. Yeah. Now, how was it working with David Foster? Because we watched him on American Idol, and I was so scared of him. I thought if I was an artist, I'd be afraid to work with him because I was scared of him. How is he?
Is he nice? He was very nice. And
he seems like a perfectionist.
Yes.
A real perfectionist.
Yeah, yeah, but I am too. So it was good. I'm a real perfectionist.
Right.
And I had learned the melody note for note, you know, really well, so I didn't waste any of his time.
Right.
And what was really neat was, I think he only had like a couple hours that day, and it was on a Sunday at his studio in Malibu.
Mm-hmm.
And we drove out there, and he showed up, and the Bergmans were there. And probably within, I'd say, 10 minutes, we were actually at his piano, and he was writing out the chords that he wanted. So he got right to work, which was nice.
Yeah, seems like that. Not a lot of...
Hi, who are you? How do you...
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. We're here to do it.
He just doesn't care. You're here? Good. Let's just get down to it. And Alan and Marilyn Bergman, oh my God. You know, they wrote the theme to Good Times, which was a sitcom in the 70s. I was a little girl and I'd sing, Good Times. And of course, you know, I couldn't sing, but it wasn't as easily noticable then. And then I know they did Tootsie.
Yes,
and they did. These are, for people who don't know who Alan and Marilyn Bergman are, they are, so they've won Oscars, they've won Grammys, they've won every single award you can possibly imagine. They did, I think they did the score for Yentl.
They did.
And I think they wrote the lyrics to one of Barbara Streisand's songs. Was it The Way We Were?
The Way We Were and Memories.
Did they work on?
No, Memories, like the corner of a... Okay. That memory.
That one.
Memories. Yeah, okay. Memory is...
yeah, there's
memory.
Two of them. I'm like, what? And she did both of them. So you're like, which one are you talking...
Yeah, right, she did.
They did so many songs. I mean, if you go to their website, they've got the list of their film and television and theater credits. And you have to scroll and scroll and you're scrolling and scrolling.
It's, and the Marilyn is the president of ASCAP.
I did not know that. Right? Yeah. Oh, my God, these people. Yeah. I would have been a nervous wreck. I don't know how you work so composed.
I was working with Star.
I mean, so how did it end? You know, you did. Mm-hmm. So you basically were doing like the backup.
No, vocal? it was the lead.
It was the lead.
It was what Celine, because no one had ever. It was just, you know, a violin and orchestra, a 40-piece orchestra doing this film thematic.
Right.
Song and right. And so they had they wrote the lyrics to it and I sang the melody, and Celine requested that, her and her husband Renee, mm-hmm. who pretty much handles her career and is such a nice person.
Oh,
they
he
both
seems
are
like it. Mm-hmm.
He had requested a vocal demo. We had contacted Celine and she said, yes, I'd like to do it, but I need a vocal demo. Now, if it had been a remake of a song that, like Memory, mm-hmm. or Memories, mm-hmm. she would already know the melody. Be like, oh, okay, I know that song.
Yeah.
But this one she didn't know, and no one did. It had never been written for a singer.
I see. So you work with a singer-songwriter, and then they tell you how you make the vocal demo, and she practices
it. To my voice.
Oh, my God, that's so cool.
Yes.
Now, is that standard in the business, how it's done with the superstars, like for original songs?
A lot of times. And a lot of times, like singer-songwriters or just, you know, songwriters who have a publishing deal with, say, ASCAP or BMI or EMI, who just are songwriters and artists themselves, but just churn out songs all day long and submit them to famous artists in hopes of having them sing them. I've done vocal demos that I know are going to share, but I don't. Know if you know she ever ends up doing the song. This was definitely, we knew Celine was going to be singing it.
Okay,
but like say somebody wants to get a song to Hilary Duff.
Yes.
Or Cher. Say.
Yeah, my friend actually is a wonderful singer songwriter, and she has the ability. She hears these songs and she writes them down, and then she lists. She can hear the artist that she wants to sing them, and I guess the next step for her is to actually get the songs there. Mm-hmm. But then they would take the songs and then they would, you know.
Yeah, and then the artist would hear them. Say Hillary would hear her song that was written in the vein of Hillary, like her brand, I guess.
Right. That's right, her brand. I love when they pick up my word. Yeah. Her brand. Yes.
Then you would find out who Hillary's agent or manager or record label is. And, you know, the higher, I guess the more people you know, the more up there you can get to actually get the demo to the artist.
Yeah, that's the hard part, getting the demo to the artist. Now, have you ever gone that route and of actually trying to shop your music to, say, you want it? The share, right?
Uh-huh. Which
I mean, that seems like a very hard route to go.
Yeah.
How hard is it?
That's pretty hard. I'm so interested in just getting my own voice out there
with
my own songs. And I'm like, I'm not going to give you my song at this point. Maybe in 20 years, you know.
What would you recommend to the audience who people who are singers and songwriters, and they want to focus just on being songwriters, mm-hmm. and they want to get their songs to the people who they want to sing them. Like mm-hmm. they say, oh my God, I know that Reba McEntire would love this song. The traditional agent manager thing?
Let's see. I would know. Yes. And also I would go through, I would try to get representation through BMI or ASCAP as a songwriter mm-hmm. and get affiliated, because those are both publishing companies that,
right.
you know, if a song gets sold, it gets airplay, they collect your royalties for you and protect you, basically.
Right.
But you can get, it's not a publishing deal. You can get, I forget what it's called because I'm with both.
Mm-hmm.
But you can sign up with ASCAP and BMI, one or the other, as a songwriter, and start building a library of all the songs that you write and have them, and you submit them to those companies.
You can do it right on the website, by the way.
Yeah.
I ask these questions. Yes. I already know the answers uh-huh. to, but I have to act like adult because I got to get my artist to tell. I mean, nobody wants to hear me talk about it, right? They want to hear an artist, a real one. Actually, she's taught me something today about the Antares.
Oh, Antares.
Antares. Mm-hmm. Yes. So, but when you, okay, say you have your songs, you sign up for BMI and you load all of your original music onto mm-hmm. this website.
Mm-hmm.
What happens to it then?
I don't know specifically.
Besides people in the office stealing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that too.
That's a great possibility.
Yeah,
that is
yeah,
very,
that's true.
That is just as be cautious, people. It's going to happen. You cannot avoid it. They just do it. Same as when you're submitting stuff. I submitted some treatments and, you know, you can never prove this, but I've submitted some treatments for some sitcoms and some one-hour dramas. What, 2005, Albert? And the thing that I wrote, I'm not going to say the name of the show, but I submitted this project, and within a year, the exact same show came on the air. I mean, down to every, the only thing that was changed was the names.
No.
So that is what happens. So
yeah.
you just, it's a big risk submitting it. But then if you don't, you know, it's a 50-50 shot submitting
yeah.
it to BMI and ASCAP and also the Writers Guild.
Yeah, but before you submit it, you copyright
you
it.
Do,
you
do, that's
know?
Right. You can just, if it's lyrics, you can send it to the Library of Congress.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can also register it via, I don't know, music. Would you do it the same way with sending, mailing? You can just mail it to yourself too, correct?
Yes, that's like the
registered mail.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can sing, too. You can send your, you can actually send, put your stuff in a package like you were mm-hmm. mailing it to someone, and you mail it to yourself and you just never open it.
Right.
Never
right.
open it. It has to have the stamp. And then you can also send a copy of your music and your lyrics to, I believe it's the
Library
of Congress.
Yeah.
And they put it on file and it sits somewhere like a cold case.
Yeah.
Just sits there.
Yeah, and then you can look
right?
at look it up online and
yeah,
see what
now.
Title. You have, you know, that are registered. Like, all I can look online and see all the songs.
On the
songs.
Library of Congress?
Uh-huh.
I didn't know that. I went to them mm-hmm. about 5 years ago, and they didn't have that feature.
Oh, okay.
So yeah. So it would be librarycongress.org?
I think it's .org. And then you can do a search, I think, by last name or song title.
That's interesting. I did
mm-hmm.
not know that they were doing
yeah.
that now. So you type in Andrea Miller, and with that, such a common name, does a whole bunch of Andrea Millers
yeah,
come up?
Yeah, like my middle name is Lee, so some songs I've registered Andrea Lee Miller, and there's quite a few of us.
Oh, my.
So then you have to search those records to find out, like, what year you, and what, and eventually you look through and you can find that actual entry of what you mailed into the Library of Congress.
Okay.
And it shows you what form, like the very first thing I copyrighted was a tape cassette form.
Oh, does it say that? Tape cassette
yeah,
form?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, or CD, you know, or so that is.
And then if it was a CD, it would say CD.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, but you can't click on it and hear your
no,
music.
No.
Darn it.
No.
That, well, see, that's wonderful. It's a really good tip to know.
Yeah.
That's something. So do that for sure. Now, you were recently featured in Cashbox magazine. Now, tell me, I do not know Cashbox. I can't even say the word. Say the word, please.
Cashbox.
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 I'm not familiar. What is Cashbox and why were you featured?
Well, Cashbox magazine, I think, used to be a physical
magazine?
Weekly, yeah.
Oh.
And now it's an online magazine. All but right. It used to be, oh gosh, I mean, oh, probably back in the 70s and 80s, I remember Cashbox. And it was basically like Billboard charts and who's at the top. And it was a weekly publication of what songs were doing well that week on the top 40 chart. And
I've never heard of that.
Cashbox.
Yeah.
Never
heard of that.
Kind of like, what was that old one? Like Tiger Beat?
Tiger Beat. You know, I've heard of Tiger Beat.
Yeah, not a different format, you know.
Oh,
but,
yeah,
but
Donny
kind of,
Osmond.
I think, back in the day.
I see. Okay.
So, I have my, thank God for the internet, but I'm a part of a lot of different independent artist websites, and there's one called independentartistcompany.com, IAC, and my music has been up there for a long time, and I did a song called The Winner Takes It All, which is a kind of a techno song. It's a remake of an ABBA song, and I posted it on the IAC site where I'm a part of. You can post 3 songs at a time, so I always keep them different. And I was contacted by a man named Mike Peace, who works for Cashbox magazine.
So you can't say it
No,
either.
I can't. And he contacted me, and he wanted to do a celebrity interview with me over the phone, and we had a specific time where he was calling. Me.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we talked about a bunch of different things, and then he cut and pasted his highlights of our big interview, and then posted them up on his on the Cashbox website. And I mean, I'm up there with, I think, Dr. John and a few other, Miranda Lambert, I think, has there's all
Fantastic.
These different celebrities, you know, click on their album and hear the interview. Then there's
Andrea Miller. Isn't that cool?
Yeah, but it was all off, basically.
You get the star feeling. I call it the star feeling.
Star feeling?
When you hit your stride and you've had something good, it's called the star feeling.
Hey, I'll take it.
Wow. Now, the website, is that cashbox.com?
Yes, you can go to cashbox.com, and then there's an area that says celebrity interviews.
Okay.
And then you see a picture of me there,
and
you
then
click
look,
on that.
Or do a search. I imagine they have a search box, and you can search for Andrea Miller. So has anything resulted from that? Was that very fruitful for you?
Well, yeah, actually, the president of Cashbox called me and offered me a record deal.
Some cash in a box? No.
I wish. He offered me a record deal on their internet site.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. What'd you say?
So,
yes? Or no?
Well, it was kind of a catch to it.
Oh, now see, we're going to get some good tips here. Tell us,
yes.
Andrea.
Okay.
Tell us what this really is.
Yes. And I'm so grateful to Cashbox for having me on their site. I mean, it's great promotion. But, you know, I got all excited when the president called me, and that was an honor, and it really
of
was.
Course.
But it was, he basically was offering a deal to, like, maybe 3 or 4 artists that he handpicked himself, but it was, cost you
$4,000. Yeah.
Which a little starving artist like myself just don't have right now. And nothing should cost you a penny anyway.
No,
And that's the tip that I guess we're trying to get across to people who are listening.
Exactly.
Maybe
just like
they call it Cashbox.
Yeah. Yeah, that is a reason why Albert just said, what did you say, Albert?
Maybe that's why they
Maybe
call
that's
it
the reason why they call it Cashbox. Well, that would be it. Yes, people, let me just interject with no. Whenever someone asks you for cash to do something that you're pursuing a career in, you say, see ya, no thank you, thank you very much, but no thanks. Because you should never, ever have to pay for an agent. Mm-hmm. You should never have to pay to get cast in anything. No, not by an individual person. I mean, normally when you go on the websites and you have to sign up for like actorsaccess.com, lacasting.com, they charge like $5 a month or $10 a month. And that's just basically for them to help maintain the website. And you're getting to look at the castings and the posting. That's normal. But for $4,000, no.
Yeah.
That's something you definitely don't want to do. So anytime someone asks you for money, you say no, but I'll take some money from you. Now, How much you got for me? Now, Andrea Miller, I want to play a song from your CD,
yes,
right?
Yes, I do have a new album.
A new album. Tell us about the album, the new one, because how many have you done in total?
Well, I guess you could. This would be number four.
Number four. Mm-hmm. And what's this one titled simply Andrea Miller,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Andrea Miller. And we can find this CD. When you hear it, you're just going to go crazy. Oh, someone tried to call, but it's an unknown number, so I don't think that we can take that call. But if you want to call back, that would be great. Now, Andrea, we're going to hear this, and you're going to just die, audience, because she just sounds so beautiful. But you can buy her CD at cdbaby.com. Mm-hmm. You go to cdbaby.com, and you type in Andrea Miller, and her latest CD, which is called Andrea Miller, will be there, and we're going to play a track from that called Over the Rainbow. And when we come back, we're going to discuss your sold out Pasadena Jazz Institute, and I want to read that great review that you got. But right now, let's listen to Andrea Miller. This is one of my favorite songs, Over the Rainbow. Was it called Somewhere Over the Rainbow, the original, when Judy Garland did was it still Over the Rainbow?
Yeah.
And it's by, is it Gershwin?
Harold Arlen.
Harold Arlen. Arlen. Mm-hmm. Arlen. So it's Over the Rainbow, also known as AKA Somewhere Over the Rainbow. But this is done by Andrea Miller. So here we have Over the Rainbow. Enjoy.
If happy little bluebirds fly.
Wow, Andrea Miller. Oh my, yeah, let's clap, everybody. Woo! She's clapping for herself, too. Well,
now,
I love it.
I was going to say.
This little baby girl.
This oh clap, this clap right here, I'm clapping, is for Yoon Sung Cho, and that's the pianist.
Oh, my God, beautiful.
Isn't he? Oh, my
very
God.
Lyrical,
oh.
Yeah.
Very lyrical, very sensitive.
I've had the honor of playing with Cho, on so many gigs, and he's by far the most brilliant musician I've ever worked with.
What is his website?
I don't think he has one. I don't think
all
he has one.
All the brilliant artists don't have. They don't have a website. The true like genius, like way out there kind of instrumental musicians.
He's just a genius. I'm so
I love him. And you know, I have listened to that so many times. I tell you, every time I've gotten, because I had to, I clipped like I clipped the very beginning, and I didn't want to, but for time had to do that. Because he had a beautiful intro. Oh, mm-hmm. It was, I wish I would have left it out, but oh my goodness. But you are working on a five song original CD at Hollyview Sound.
Yes, I am.
Is this song one of the songs that's on there or?
No,
this is a new CD.
It's going to be, yeah, this one I put out a couple months ago, Andrea Miller. It's a 6 song little album. Basically,
what are some of the other songs on there?
Let's see. I did one, I did a cover. It's 2 covers. One is Over the Rainbow. The other cover is Amazing Grace, which is really pretty. That closes the album. And then the rest are originals. But there are songs that I have that are licensed and copyrighted, but have never made it to any of my albums. And I thought, you know, these are songs that people like, and they have nowhere to buy them. So I basically put together this Andrea Miller album just to have a product that somebody could buy, because a lot of people have been asking me. I did an a cappella album about 5 years ago.
I remember that.
That one's out. And then I did.
Is that on CDBaby.com too? What's that one called?
It's called Alone.
Alone. Mm-hmm. Alone. I've listened. It's very good. Very good.
Thanks.
So what is this new CD, the five?
This new one. It's interesting being a singer-songwriter, and I do so many different styles because as a session vocalist, I can make money singing different styles.
Oh, we didn't even get to talk about session vocal work. How does one get session vocal work? A lot of people want to know that.
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth. It is so clicky, isn't it? You can't even, it's just like, it's in the same category as voiceovers. You really got to know people. So you got to do your networking, people. Network, market. Mm-hmm. Yourself, what else would you recommend?
Well, when you were asking about songwriters, one of my other points of joining ASCAP or BMI, not only can you have a representation, but they have so many showcases and workshops that you can network and meet other songwriters. You can meet singers to sing your songs that you write. But now with the internet, in MySpace, honest to God, I got an email on my MySpace page yesterday for a session.
Wow.
That somebody wanted to hire me for.
Oh my God.
And up there, you know, I have 6 songs on my MySpace page, so you can hear everything from techno to jazz to pop.
Okay. And that's on myspace.com/DreaSings. Mm-hmm. So we have about 5 minutes. I want to get everything in. What's your next CD, the 5 CD?
Album. Well, it's going to be like a little EP of 5 original songs.
What if people don't know what an EP may not know? What does that mean? It's
like
an album. It's an album, basically.
It's a short,
like a
little. It's kind of a miniature album.
Like a vignette.
Yes. And it'll be sold accordingly. You know, it won't be, I'm not going to charge $14.99 for it. You know, like this new one that I have, Andrea Miller, that has 6 songs on, it's $10.
Oh, you can't beat that.
On CD Baby, you know. But just, because a lot of people were asking, like, where can I buy a CD? Where can I buy a CD?
Right.
And I don't have any. Because I just have the a cappella one. And then I did a jazz album about 3 years ago, but it never actually got released.
Right.
So I don't have a CD for sale. So I put this one together just to have something to sell. But these next 5 songs I'm working on, I was kind of prefacing it with, I sing so many different styles and get hired to sing this song, and I, you know, get hired to sing in this jazz club the next day.
You're very versatile.
Yeah, and I'm grateful for that, and it's fun, but every once in a while, like artistically, like what's your next?
What's your brand?
What's Andrea's next thing?
Yeah, what's Andrea gonna brand next?
Yeah, and I did a jazz album. I did my acapella kind of artsy, fartsy, crafty left field project. And this next one is just pure straight ahead pop.
Okay. Ooh, pop.
It's pure straight ahead pop.
Oh, original pop?
Original pop.
Oh, my God.
I'm working with a great producer, Douglas Gorlin, at Hollyview Sound. He's also a great friend.
Yes. Oh, she had a sparkle in her eye when she said that. You can't see it, but I saw the eyelashes curl, so I don't know what's going on there, but that's next time she comes on. Exactly. Now, I wanted to read this because I just don't think I've ever seen a great review. Now, I'm not a voiceover artist, but I'm going to do the best I can. But this is an excerpt from Andrea Miller's recently sold out show at the Pasadena Jazz Institute. I don't know who the do you know who the critic was or who wrote the article? Okay. Well, it was in, where was the article? Weekly?
It was online.
Online?
Yeah, it was on their site, I believe.
On the Pasadena. Yeah, so this was a reviewer on the Pasadena Jazz Institute. And he or she, we don't know, wrote, Andrea's voice was powerful and well over, I love this, and well over the legal limit of soul. I love that. Very clever. And she welcomed the audience to drink in her voice and feel the intensity that seems to flow effortlessly from her. By the end of the evening, I got bifocal, so if I turn my head a certain way, I can't see the word. It's like I got to keep my head right here. Okay, by the end of the evening, all you can wish for is that Andrea will never turn her attention completely from jazz and will always take a piece of it with her into everything she sings. That is very powerful. That is so good.
I was really honored with
and
when I read
that. And to sell out the Pasadena Jazz Institute. Girlfriend!
It was so exciting. It was such a great show. And I played with some amazing musicians. Tony Dumas on upright bass. Mm. He's played on some famous records. I mean, he's a legend. And Derek Finch, pianist from Chicago. He's ridiculous. And Paul Lines on drums.
Wow. Wow, and what did you do? Just jazz, the contemporary, standard jazz, cover tunes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And who do you play with? Do you have, now I know that you are actually, wait a minute, you're in four bands. My God, woman, you're insane. You are with the band, Present Tense,
yes.
Greg Young and the Second Street Band, Chaos Theory,
yes.
Hollywood Promise.
Yes, and then
your jazz trio.
Yeah.
Now, what do you do with all the other bands? What type of music is that?
Well, okay, Friday, June 27th, 9:30 at the Derby.
Oh yeah,
in Hollywood.
Friday, what?
June 27th at the Derby.
Derby on Hillhurst and Los Feliz
is the CD release party of this new band called Hollywood Promise.
Oh,
and it's pretty much like funk groove rock.
Okay,
really cool, and I'm singing backup in that.
Fantastic.
Yeah,
so you got to come out to the Derby. And that's a hot club. I used to go there back in my single days before I hitched up with old Albert here. I was there working the club. As a matter of fact, I almost got picked up by Scott Baio, but that's another subject. I think he's a chubby chaser.
Okay.
He was eyeing me up. I don't know he's doing this little skinny thing he's with, but he was eyeing the breastises.
Oh,
I mean,
Scott
Baio, and I was crushing on him big time back
in
Happy Days. But yeah, it's a nice club. They got the little booths. Mm-hmm. It's got the like 1950s feel if they didn't redecorate
it. Yeah, I think
so. And it's really great. Great bartenders. You'll love it. So Friday, June 27th, we're about to run out of time. Anything you want to get in there, Andrea Miller, before?
Thursday, June 26th, downtown LA at Pershing Square, I'll be singing lead with Present Tense from 12 to 2.
Okay.
Little outdoor
festival. Oh, when is this?
Thursday, June 26th.
Albert can come. He works right there.
Right.
See that building? That's his building, which is right across from Pershing Square.
Oh, awesome.
So he's going to come and see. Oh, no, you took off that day. Oh, he took a vacation day. It figures. Oh, my.
Thursday?
Oh, yeah, no, Friday, right? For Pershing Square?
Thursday.
Oh, it's Thursday.
Thursday, yeah. Pershing Square, and Friday, the Derby.
Oh, okay, yeah. Great. Now, that is Andrea Miller. We have run out of time. We want to thank you so much, Andrea Miller, for coming on the show.
Thank you so much for having me and for having this show and doing what you do, Priscilla.
Thank you so
seriously.
Much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. We really, really appreciate it. So, listen, come back next week. We've got Alyssa Carter and Lynn Miller coming on the show. Thank you guys so much for listening. Have a great week. We'll see you next Sunday, okay? Bye.
Bye.
The Horror Channel is your home for the best in horror entertainment, news, culture, lifestyle, and best of all, frights. We are available on Verizon Fios Cable Television. Go to channel 900 free on demand and select pop culture. Scroll down and you'll find the Horror Channel. So be sure to visit horrorchannel.com for all of our latest programming.